Inspector Ellie Burt. I am, as I said, an inspector within the RSPCA, a position that I've held since November 2014, and I work in Kent.
Stats out today show that there's been a 3% rise in Kent of animal abuse being reported to RSPCA inspectors. And so what is your sort of initial reaction to that news and that rise?
There's been a 3% rise, which basically means that the amount of investigations that have been reported and investigated have got higher since last year. We believe that this is due to the public becoming more aware and a lot less tolerant of animal cruelty. It doesn't necessarily mean that people are getting crueler. It just means that I think people are more willing to help. Also, the increase in social media means that people are a lot more aware and they see a lot more things, and they might now be able to report things they previously haven't been aware of.
Would you not say it's a little bit worrying in terms of the cases still rise? Is that a bit of a worry?
There is more information available. It's whether or not people choose to look at that, I guess, is one factor. You could construe it as being a bit worrying. However, I think it kind of speaks for itself, the fact that you see more daily. I mean, you can't even open Facebook without seeing some kind of story of neglect and things. And I think it is basically that's raising the awareness and getting more people to call in.
Take us through that process of how people can get in touch and how people are reporting these cases.
They can either go on to the main RSPCA website, and there is an online form that they can do to report anything through to us. Alternatively, they can call the main cruelty line, which is 0300 1234 999, and that's our main call centre, and they will take any information of any cruelty, also any collections, and they're also there to give help and advice as well, so they can help put people's minds at rest. If they believe that there is possibly something wrong but they're not 100% sure, they can assure them whether or not someone's doing something right or wrong, and then obviously send the complaint through to us if something does need a little bit of investigation. I mean, I would always say do your research before you buy any animals. Obviously, you need to try and figure out whether or not you can afford it. People aren't necessarily always overtly cruel. They're not necessarily doing it on purpose. Some people just get themselves into a situation where they just simply can't afford the care. Do your research, find out about the breed that you're getting, the type of animal, what its needs are beforehand, and whether you can realistically meet these animals' needs. And also have a look at what veterinary care the animal is going to need and what facilities there are around you, whether you're going to be able to afford all of this, whether or not you're eligible for one of the brilliant clinics that are around Kent that might be able to help in a subsidised manner. And if you find that for some reason or not that you're not coping, then don't be afraid to get in touch with your local RSPCA branch to see whether or not you can rehome the animal. Also with any other rehoming agencies in Kent. Also, if you're struggling financially, you need to do everything possible to be able to cover the costs of the care for your animal. But if you're really, really struggling, then get in touch. And we can always, if we can't directly help, give help and advice on the people that can. I just want people to just really, really, really think before they get animals, and adopt, don't shop, essentially, is the main thing. We don't want to be encouraging the breeding of unnecessary animals, which is part of the reason that there's such a crisis with cats and dogs in our centres. Look at rescues and give it a lot of consideration. It's a massive commitment getting an animal, and make sure that you are prepared before you get one.